Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new investigation finds some members of the military are returning from deployments to find they've lost their jobs. Service members are a protected class under labor law, which means they're technically shielded from workplace discrimination. Michael DeJuana has been reporting on this for The War Horse, a nonprofit newsroom covering the military, and he joins me now. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
So firing someone when they're deployed is illegal, even if that deployment is extended, right? That's under the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act of 1994. And yet it is still happening. How common is this?
Yeah, it happens more than you'd think. In 2020, the most recent data available, the Labor Department opened 944 new complaint investigations to add to the 164 cases that it was looking at the prior year. But there are many more that are handled informally by the Defense Department and many others that end up in the hands of private attorneys and even the Justice Department.
That surprised me that it was impossible to get a read on how many of these there are. I wonder, can you give us a specific story of a service member that sort of describes what you're talking about here?
Yeah, sure. You know, I talked to one Navy reservist and hospital corpsman. She had applied for a promotion at her civilian job, and she didn't get it. So she asked her manager, well, what could she have done better? He lowered his voice and he said, you know what? It's not you at all. I think you'd be a great fit. You did great in the interviews, but there's one problem. You're military. And the objection there was that she would be spending weekends away with the Navy to do her training. Long story short, it resulted in a settlement, tens of thousands of dollars. It cost the employer. Their discrimination statement had that they don't discriminate against the military, but somehow the employer had been unaware of the rights that she had.
I mean, obviously, because we don't have a real count, it's hard to know if these things are increasing, but it sounds from your reporting as though this is a bigger problem lately because there have been so many deployments for members of the National Guard. There have been a lot of wildfires, the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm told by the Department of Labor that it's exactly times like the pandemic that these cases rise. So after 9/11, they saw a surge in cases. After the pandemic, a surge in cases. Wildfire response surge in cases. And they can be small cases. Some of the cases are settled for a few thousand dollars, but some of them can go into the millions of dollars.
You say that there's a huge range of employers that engage in this behavior in terms of either denying a promotion or even in letting somebody go when they've been deployed, all the way from tiny little family-owned businesses to international corporations. But do we have sort of an idea about a pattern of them, where this is more likely?
You know, it's not. I think that's the lesson here, is that it can happen anywhere. You have massive employers like Walmart and Sam's Club. There was a case that was settled reportedly for $14 million last year. It involved a guy named Nicholas Sue of New Hampshire. He claimed that a Sam's Club did not provide him with full pay for his Army Reserve absence, yet they had maintained a policy of paying people for jury duty and bereavement leave, but not for military leave. And one of the common themes seems to be that employers don't necessarily know what the rights of these service members are.
So what are the solutions people are talking about? If employers don't know, perhaps there is an educational solution here. Perhaps the education needs to be on the side of the military members who should know that they have legal recourse. How do we solve this?
Yeah, that is one. I mean, you know, they have those signs up in the break room in many places that say minimum wage, what your minimum wage might be or what your rights are if you're injured. Print up that poster that says what the rights are for military service members. Also, if you're a manager, the Defense Department has a program, and what it is able to do is basically mediate before a claim gets to the point of being contentious. So listen and make those changes to accommodate the service member in your employment.
Michael DeJuana is an investigative reporter for The War Horse, a nonprofit newsroom covering the military. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.